Good morning. My name is Piper Toyama, and I'm currently serving as the president of the Honganji Buddhist Temples of Hawaii. I wish to thank Mu'ilili Honganji Temple for allowing me to share my thoughts with you this morning. I would like to talk with you, not as president of the State Honganji Association, but simply as a follower of the Jodo-Shin Buddhist spiritual tradition. This religious tradition, shared by Shinran Shonen nearly 800 years ago, provides experiences that enrich my life every day. Jodo-Shin Buddhism is as relevant today as it was 800 years ago, when Shinran was inspiring the farmers on the Kanto Plain in Japan. However, for Jodo-Shin Buddhism to become a living and experiential part of my life, I had to transform the weight of scholarly doctrine, the correctness of definitions, and the complexity of traditional language to actual feelings, emotions, and experiences in my daily life. This morning, I would like to share how spiritual experiences enrich my life, and in this way, explain the relevancy of Jodo-Shin Buddhism. There are four personal spiritual truth and experiences that connect Jodo-Shin Buddhist teachings to my life. The first truth is that the forces of this mysterious universe interact in ways that are incomprehensible and that allow us to live the life we have. The causes and conditions out of which the events of our lives unfold are the natural workings of this inexplicable and compassionate universe. The conditions from which our lives evolve are natural. Thus, who we are, just as we are, is as it should be. I call this compassionate universe that cannot be explained, I call it Amida Buddha. I cannot understand it intellectually. I only know this truth in my spiritual being. And it is my experience that Amida's workings provide us with enough for fulfilling life. We have everything that is necessary to live a life filled with purpose, challenges, happiness and unhappiness, compassion, kindness, and love. By embracing our lives as it is and by embracing ourselves as we truly are, we open ourselves to engage in life fully. The second spiritual truth is that all things in the universe are dependent one thing upon the other. The truth of interdependence means that there is no thing that we can accomplish by ourselves. Everything that we are is dependent on causes and conditions set in motion by ourselves and others. Every happy and unhappy moment in our lives is a result of our actions and those of others interacting with each other and transforming each action. It also means that we are never alone. We are all in this wonderful stew of life together. The third truth is the transformative power of awareness. It connects us to the truth of interdependence and the truth that our lives are precious just as it is. This awareness I refer to is the honest awakening to who we really are and how we relate to others and others relate to us. It is seeing how we are connected in this world, how the world is in turn connected to us. It is understanding how our actions influence others just as their actions influence us. Of course, this kind of sensitivity to our interdependent lives is not possible every minute of every day. When we become preoccupied with judging ourselves and trying to change our lives and changing others in our lives, when we become distracted by our attachments and obligations, we miss rich and precious minutes of our lives. But let's not forget that the bottom line is this truth, that by taking the time to look and listen and feel the unfolding details in our life, we are able to find within ordinary moments and daily routines, experiences that make us smile, that make us reflective, that join us one to another, and that make us grateful. Which brings me to the fourth spiritual truth, and that is the feeling of gratitude is a natural outcome of the first three truths. And gratitude is a foundation of a fulfilling and meaningful life. It is a necessary experience from which our happiness, peace, and well-being flows. Now let me share how these truths emerge as a continuous circle of life engagements in my life. The circle begins with awareness. Often this awareness is physical. I see or hear or smell or touch or taste something. It can be the first speck of morning sunlight peeking over the horizon, or the fragrance of incense in Jikoen Temple, or driving on the freeway and hitting the Middle Street merge at 4 p.m. Awareness also emerges out of a memory or an emotion. It can be the memory of a hike with my wife on a snowy path in Sedona, or the feeling of skiing down a snowy Colorado run with my two daughters, or cradling my granddaughter in my arms at Ko'olina. In these moments of keen awareness, I touch the truth of interdependence. I know that I am not alone. I am profoundly connected to the places and the people in those moments. It is by knowing the preciousness of life, I experience life fully, just as it is. It is just as it should be. When the connections and the naturalness of life conspire to make me realize that Amida has allowed me into this life, into this moment, when I realize that gratitude for this moment has filled my spiritual being, the sound Namo Amida Butsu, the sound of the Buddha's name, forms on my lips. The experience of saying the Buddha's name in gratitude is a joyful essence of Jodo Shin Buddhism. Namo Amida Butsu fills my spiritual being and opens my life and my eyes to the miracle of just being. By saying the Buddha's name, I'm allowed to engage fully with everything that life has to offer me. This is why Namo Amida Butsu is for everyone who wishes to live a spiritually fulfilling life. This spontaneous sounding of Namo Amida Butsu, that is a response to the preciousness of unrepeatable moments, also serves to increase my awareness of life moments to come. And so the circle of life engagements is enhanced. At this point, let me emphasize that my life is not an endless series of euphoric Namo Amida Butsus. To be sure, my ego that generates endless obligations, responsibilities, attachments, make it impossible to be constantly aware of those precious and ordinary moments. And without awareness, there is no Namo Amida Butsu. So the reality of my life is a constant effort to get beyond my ego and find Namo Amida Butsu moments. One wonderful aspect of Namo Amida Butsu is that every time you say it, the more ready you are to say it again and again. If I have a suggestion for listeners whose life is not connected to Namo Amida Butsu, it's simply this. Look at your life. Look at the most ordinary and routine moments in your daily life carefully, very carefully. See, hear, feel everything in the moment. And when you begin to feel deeply a sense of gratitude that you have been allowed to have this experience, just say Namo Amida Butsu. In this act of becoming aware of what you have, realizing your feelings of gratitude, and responding with Namo Amida Butsu, there is a joy that is connected to kindness and compassion. This is what Jodo Shin Buddhism has to offer your life in 2019. I invite you to engage. Thank you for listening. Namo Amida Butsu.